A number of Republicans are speaking out against President Trump's pardons for those convicted of assaulting police officers during the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. The president gave unconditional pardons to more than 1,500 people convicted of offenses and ordered anyone held in jail to be immediately released. "I'm about to file two bills that will increase the penalties up to and including the death penalty for the murder of a police officer, and increasing the penalties and creating federal crimes for assaulting a police officer. That should give you everything you need to know about my position," Senator Tom Tillis said. Approximately 140 police officers were assaulted at the Capitol that day. The Justice Department announced, 3 years later, that it had charged 452 defendants with assaulting, resisting, or impeding an officer or employee. That includes 123 individuals who were charged with using a deadly or dangerous weapon or causing serious bodily injury to an officer. "I do not support the pardons if they were given to people who committed violent crimes, including assaulting police officers or breaking windows to get into the Capitol or other violent acts," Senator Susan Collins said. Other Republicans say President Trump made the right decision, even when pressed on pardons for those who assaulted police officers. 100% I'm for them. Pardon every one of them. They've been there long enough," Senator Tommy Tuberville said. House Speaker Mike Johnson did not express support for or oppose President Trump's decision. "The president has the pardon and commutation authority. It's his decision," Johnson told reporters. "The president made his decision. I don't second-guess those. And yes, it's kind of my ethos, my worldview. We believe in redemption." Johnson had a much different reaction to President Biden's preemptive pardons for members of his family. "To us it is disgusting. To us it probably proves the point, the suspicion that you know they call it the Biden crime family," Johnson said. "If they weren't the crime family, why do they need pardons?" Members of Congress say they want to look into pardons that both Trump and Biden granted. The Constitution and Supreme Court precedent make clear the pardon authority belongs to the president and the president alone.